Freeman, Charros are running on, and Reykjavik under the arches. Shot of Irish at the 200 metres in front of Reykjavik. Sosi Bon, Charros, Django Freeman. Shot of Irish, 100 metres to go. Reykjavik is coming hard. Reykjavik over the top takes the lead and has got it won. Reykjavik comes clear to score and won by 2 lengths. Shot of Irish, Django Freeman, Charros.
Oh, it was a big day for Lindsay Smith, who claimed his first Victorian Saturday double, and Lewis German was a big part of that. Good morning to you, Lewis. Congratulations.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Yeah, it was a good Saturday, and it was a good horse to get on.
He is a good horse, isn't he? You must have been confident from a fair way out. It was a lovely ride.
Yeah, look, I think he just gave me a great feel, and he just settled throughout the run. That was probably the key part, like, If he settled, I was pretty confident he was going to go good.
How do you see the track on Saturday? What type of feel? Because, gee, they were coming in at some long intervals during those races.
Yeah, look, it was pretty heavy, obviously, with the rain. And, look, Flemington's usually pretty good, and I think it did very good to cope with the rain we had. We had rain basically through the whole day, so I thought it was actually not too bad considering the weather.
He seemed to absolutely enjoy the conditions.
Yeah, look, he ran last start in the Wongerm, and it was quite heavy that day. And I just think going from the 1,200 to the mile, obviously Lindsay was pretty confident with the horse too, and he knew what he had under him. And he was just too good, to be honest. Everything just worked out.
How did the connection with you and Lindsay come about?
Look, to be honest, I had one roar from probably 6 months ago, and a horse got Egyptian Gold at Ballarat, and I only got on it, I think, it was a late alt that morning, and it went out and it won pretty easy for me at Ballarat, and then I think it went on and won a few nice races in town, and I never really got back on a few of his horses and stuff, and my new manager just worked quite hard to get me back in under his eye, and he just gave me a few chances, and he's just been quite a nice supporter of me of recent.
Well, you've changed a few things up recently in the last couple of months, Lewis, and it seems to be working because you made a pretty big move to say, I'm going to move from Team Hayes Dabernick and the strength of that operation, and you've gone down to EJ's at Cranbourne for a 3 month stint, and it seems to be working really well. What prompted that move?
Probably just when I was at Hayes's, I wrote a lot of winners for David, and I was very grateful for that. And I just felt when I lost my country claim, it got a bit hard to get those country rides, and I couldn't really go out and build many connections with other trainers. And I just felt I needed that to have a few more relationships with other trainers and not throw all my eggs in one basket. I think that's really helped. I've been able to go to smaller trainers at Cranbourne and people like Robert Sanko and Louise Vanella, and then, your bigger trainers like Greg Grell and Robbie Griffiths, etc. So I've been able to branch my relationships out and work for a bit of everyone, so that's really helped, and hopefully it will help in the long run.
Well, it's very handy to have a claim in town at this time of year, but I don't think we've had stronger Victorian riding ranks with what's happening with the COVID-19 situation. So what's it been like for you to try and continue getting decent rides, both in town and also around the country circuit?
I think, just trying your best and turning up and, being honest and trying to be loyal to everyone, and your small trainers always give you a really good go in the bush, and you've got to be loyal to them and give them a hand, track work even when it's cold and early in the morning, but that they're going to put you on, so you always stick loyal to them.
And how long will you be based down at Cranbourne for, Lewis?
Probably the last 3 months. I've really enjoyed it. So I'll probably do a bit more time there and go from there. But look, I really, really like it there, and I just think it's working for me right now, and I think it's a good opportunity for any jockey to base himself down here.
Did you speak to Lindsay after the race and say, well, you better book me for finals day in July?
Yeah, look, my manager, Mrs. Shane Jackson, straight away after, and I think he must be doing Lindsay's rides for him. And, Shane just said it was a really good ride, and I think everything worked out. And he said there'd be more opportunities for me in the long run. So, look, it's a pretty smart horse, and I think he'll go to bigger and better races. So, obviously, sometimes it's up to the owner, to decide who he wants to ride in those type of horses in those big races. So, sometimes, seniors do get the call up, but I'd love to get a ride in a big race on that horse, because I think it's just a really smart horse with a good attitude.
No doubt about that. We've got Shane Jackson coming up soon. We'll put in a good word for you, Lewis. Well done on the weekend.
Beautiful. Thank you for that. Pleasure.
Lewis German, it was a... If you're on Rekovic, you were very happy with yourself from a long way out. It was a lovely ride. Good day for Michael Poy as well. We'll talk about that more on the verdict. Plenty of other topics to discuss as well. Keep your SMSs coming. Canane, what did you make of his run in Queensland? Would you have taken the $3 million? Were you happy with how he performed? And is it just a warm-up run for his next assignment? And can they still get their money back maybe in the spring? And also, a lot of talk about how the restrictions are starting to ease. Crowds could be coming back in the AFL and also the NRL. What does that mean for racing? Will we have a spring carnival with crowds? We'll discuss that on the verdict as well. We'll take a break, though. More to come after.